All right, we're back here at Adrian and Anthony's Musical Adventures. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Adrian. And tonight is our New Wave 3 musical adventure. I guess we are going to keep calling it a musical adventure for a while longer. It just becomes sort of Main Street after a point.
No, definitely not. How often do you hear a new wave on the radio? Like, never? There's First Wave on Sirius XM, and besides that, you don't hear it much.
Well, I understand this time around, we're going to head over to the cool side of the street. We're going to play some European content.
Here we go. Kicking it off with Echo and the Bunnymen.
Thank you. shadow. It's fun living day to day. You're here today, I'm gone tomorrow. All day I look out the window. All day I listen to the stereo. No way she's gonna let it go. Today I watch the wind blow. Images of my thoughts too real.
All right, that was Working with Fire and Steel from China Crisis. Before that, we had All Day from Idolize and kicked it off with Lips Like Sugar from Echo and the Bunnymen.
Not bad.
Well, that China Crisis song, that takes me back. I actually owned that vinyl, and it came on a limited edition blue vinyl at the time. It's kind of cool, but I have to say the album was trash. Yeah, Working with Fire and Steel was by far the best tune on the album. Everything else was not good. But it was a cool blue vinyl, Adrian.
Are you trying to, like, hype up your possession so you could sell it on eBay or something?
I don't have it anymore.
Check it out. There's this album. It's blue. Look, there's a track. Buy this album. I don't want it anymore.
Anyway, and then Idolize, good Canadian band. Tokyo Rose was kind of their biggest song. And this was the follow-up. Came from the same record. Really good record, actually, their debut album. They had a couple good records. They had about three that were really good.
Well, they're no Mitsu.
They are not. Or William Shatner, for that matter. Fortunately. And then Echo and the Bunnymen, really good band. Never really hit it big here in North America for some reason.
Very nice. We'll be back, folks, right after this.